You're listening to SBS News.
Burnview Orchards in Victoria's Yarra Valley is this year enjoying a bumper crop. But without enough workers to pick the fruit, owner Sue Finger says she'll be anything but apples.
You only have one chance to get your crop in, and if you miss that chance, then it's sort of goodbye, and it may be goodbye completely from the business that you love.
To keep the business going after the setback of the coronavirus pandemic, she and her husband David are willing to spend thousands of dollars bringing in overseas workers.
We'll take a hit, but we're prepared to do that, because with perennial tree crops, if you lose a year of income, you've lost your business.
A group of Vanuatan pickers is the first of 1,500 Pacific Islanders recruited to Victoria, the latest state to restart the seasonal worker program. The state's Agriculture Minister Mary Ann Thomas says it's essential for an industry struggling to find enough local workers at harvest time.
It is a great program that ensures that the workers are paid correctly, that they are accommodated safely, that their occupational health and safety and well-being is looked after at all times. Backpackers are not coming back anytime soon. What the pandemic has exposed is that the horticulture industry is over-reliant on overseas workers.
And the return of international pickers means there's the added cost of quarantining them before they can work on farms. The Pacific Island workers have been undertaking their two-week COVID-19 isolation in Tasmania. Under a deal between the two states, in return Victoria will house repatriated Tasmanian travellers when its hotel quarantine system resumes this week. From the Apple Isle to the Apple Orchard, they're happy to be here. Even if for Kaltak Takawa, it means he is yet to meet his two-week-old daughter.
When I was my first night in quarantine, that was when my wife went to labour.
Just another sacrifice made to support needy families back home. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.